left off in the previous year, we're discussing the concept of Yadayim, Yados, in the realm of Kedushin. So the person is Bekadosh and Isha, and he uses a Lashon, but he didn't quite finish off the Lashon. Now, we know what he wants, and we know what she wants, but the bottom line is there wasn't really a proper Lashon that was said. So the Gemara suggested that maybe we could almost finish off what he said. He said a Reb Mekudesh, yes? He said a Reb Mekudesh, but he left out...
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
But he left out the word Li. So the Gemara says, well, it depends what you think about Yadayim She'enem Bochichos. If you think that a Yad, a beginning of a Lashon, that's not absolutely crystal clear from context, is also constitutes a Yad, so then even a Yad She'enem Bochichos will be acceptable, even without Li. If you insist that a Yad has to be a Yad Mochiach, then you're running into trouble. So the Gemara points out in Maseches Nedarim that this issue that we're discussing, whether Yadayim Shir Mochichos is good or not, is presupposing that Yadayim itself is good, that there is a principle of Yadayim by Kiddushin. We're just not sure where to draw the line, what's called the Yad, what's not called the Yad. But the very institution of Yadayim is accepted. So the Gemara raises a red flag and says, who says that's true? Rav Papa himself wasn't even sure that there's such a concept. So the Gemara says, you're right, that if you deny the whole institution of Yadayim, then it's a ludicrous discussion whether there's Yadayim Shir Mechichos or not. But Imtim Tzalomah, there's Yadayim by Kiddushin, then we can pilpul about whether Yad Shir Mechich suffices. So we stopped the sugya and said, wait a second, and why should it not be Yadayim by Kiddushin? So Gemara really explains what the issue is. So Tosfos got all hits about this discussion. Tosfos said, wait a second, why is there Yadayim by Kiddushin? Why should one even dream there's Yadayim by Kiddushin? After all, Yadayim, the whole institution of finishing off your dibur, you started and we're going to finish, that's a Chiddush HaTorah by Nedarim, it's a Chiddush HaTorah by Nezirus, it's a Chiddush HaTorah by Hekadeshus, based on Psukim, Lindor Ned, and Nozla, the whole Gzeres HaKosov. How do you know you have a right to extend it to other areas? Not only the Tosfos is not sure you have a right to extend it, Tosfos pointed out that would appear for the Gemara that you don't have a right to extend it out of the realm of Hekdesh, Ned, and Nazir, etc. Because the Gemara raised the question, Maseches Nedarim, can we extend it to Peah? Can we extend it to Tzedakah? So the only reason why we thought maybe we could is because maybe Peah and Tzedakah almost sneak into Hekdesh also, based on Balta Acher, based on other dinim, certain similarities between Tzedakah and Hekdesh. But if not for those similarities, it sounds like, no, the buck stops here. Yadayim was said by Nedarim, it was said by Hekdesh, it was said by Nezirus, it was said maybe by quasi Hekdeshus, but nothing else. So if so, Taisa said, why should it exist by Kiddushin? Why should we even have a Hamamim should exist by Kiddushin? So Taisa came up with a tremendous Chiddush, we ended off the shiur, the previous year. Taisa said that Kiddushin is like Hekdesh. Why is Kiddushin like Hekdesh? Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin Dav Beis that Oslo Kuliyavik Hekdesh, that every time you get married, so your wife becomes now off limits to anybody else. That's a similar model to Hekdesh. You makdish a field, you makdish a car, you makdish an animal, so it becomes also the Kuliyavik Hekdesh. Kiddushin also is like a shtigl like Hekdesh. So we were a little bit taken aback by that model. You know, we thought that Oslo Kuliyavik Hekdesh is more of a drush, more of a sermon than in the real halacha. But Taisus took it with the utmost seriousness. So at the very end of the shiur, we pointed out that we have to understand this Tosfos in light of another sugya that appears in the fourth of the Marmakamos. We just barely started the sugya at the end on Wednesday. We'll go back to that sugya on the fourth of the Marmakamos. The Gemara was discussing, if a person says, a person says, I want to be Mekadosh a half a woman, so the Gemara says, that's not going to work. Isha v'lo chatzi isha. You can't be Mekadosh chatzi isha. So the Gemara asked the question, if you take a look at the fourth of the Marmakamos, it's three lines from the bottom of that mokar. Why do we say that when you're Mekadosh Chatzi Isha doesn't work? Why do we say that the Kedusha spreads? Why do we say that every case of Chatzi Kedushin in reality is a Kula Kedushin? Because you started off half, but the Kedusha spreads on its own. And we have a precedent for this. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn the following Braisa? Ha'imen Raglo Shazu Ola, Dei Kula Ola? If a person is makdish a leg of an animal, he says, I want to give this animal, this leg of the animal, as a korban ola to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tanoim say, so the whole thing becomes kadosh. So you see that the Kedusha spreads. So just as the Kedusha spreads from one leg of the animal to the entire animal, so too the Kedusha should spread from half the woman to the entire woman. So what are you telling me that Chatzi Isha is Eidem Kedushas? Because it's impossible to be Mekadosh Chatzi Isha. Don't call it Chatzi Isha. Call it Isha Shleima, based on the principle of Nishta Kedusha Bekula. But the Gemara takes a step back and qualifies the question for a moment. It happens to be a machlekes atanoim in Maseches Tmura about this point, that one Tana says it's not true, that there is no principle of nifshata kedusha bakula, that if you makdish a leg of an animal, it does not spread to the rest of the animal. So, says the Gemara, it must be that we're following that mandiyama. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Vafilu the mandiyama enkula, even according to the opinion that the kedusha doesn't spread, that's if you're makdish just a leg or an arm, which an animal could theoretically live without. Everybody agrees if you're makdish the head of an animal, you're makdish the heart of the animal. The Gemara gives three different evarim that it's impossible to live without. One is the heart, one is the head, and one is the liver. Doctors are maskim, right? It's hard to live without any of the three. Okay, so the Gemara says if you're makdish a leg, nunu. According to half the Tanoim, the Kedusha doesn't spread. You makdish an arm, no, the Kedusha doesn't spread. If you makdish a heart, you makdish a head, you makdish the liver, then the Kedusha spreads bakula according to all opinions. So comes the Gemara and says, when you're makadish chatzi isha, try to live with half a body. I don't know how you're going to split it exactly, but either way, you split, it's not going to work. So the Gemara says that since makdish chatzi isha is the halakha equivalent of an eva shana shemet liyabo, so that should be kadosh of the entirety of the woman, l'chol adeyas. So we're back to square one. So Mazutra has tried to figure out why is there such a din of Makadish Chatzi Isha Eina Mekudeshes. That's the starting point of Rava. Makadish Chatzi Isha Eina Mekudeshes. So Mazutra says there's no case, because every Chatzi Isha will automatically, based on Nifshe the Kedusha Bekula, will spread in its entirety. If you hold that Kedusha spreads even from limbs that are not critical, then for sure the Kedusha spreads. And even if you tell me that Kedusha doesn't spread from limbs that are not critical, but parts of the body that are critical, everyone agrees that Kedusha spreads. Therefore, under all circumstances, according to all opinions, the Kedusha should spread. So at the end of the day, we're not really learning the sugya now and of Zion, where the Gemara explains why the Kedusha here doesn't spread. It's all lumdus why the Kedusha doesn't spread. But the Gemara did think as a good Havamina, and the reason why it doesn't is really a tangential, really an extraneous reason. So fundamentally, the Gemara did apply the principle, at least in theoretically principle, of Nifshita Kedusha Bekula vis-a-vis Kedushin. So comes Tosus on the spot, at the fifth of the Marmakamos, and Tosus in Kedushin of Zion says, V'nifshita Kedusha Bekula Bilotanya. Tosus is questioning Marzutra's question. Marzutra was the one who's trying to spread the Kedusha. So he asked Tosus, Tema, the Bereish Temura, Yolif Raglash Azu'ola, V'davish Arashabat Liyabo, Mikra. What's the source for the principle of Nifshita Kedusha Bekula? Whatever you think it is, whatever your standards of Nifshita Kedusha Bekula are, where does it come from? It's a pasuk d'chsiv. Kol ha'sheyiteh b'menet l'Hashem. It happens to be a pasuk in Parshas B'chukosai. The Torah says that any amount of something you give to Hashem, yiyeh kodesh. So the word mimenu means from it. Mimenu means not kulo. So the drasha says, Tosha Rapeh says, kol ha'sheyiteh mimenu, even if you makdish a little bit, l'Hashem yiyeh kodesh. So the Tanoim had a machlek is how far this drasha goes. So one Tana said it applies to even machdish an arm and a leg, and the other Tana said no, it only applies to hearts and brains and livers. So that's a technical detail machlek is in Maseches Tmura Daf Yud Aleph. But everybody agrees that the entire thrust of this din, the entire din of Nifshe the Kedusha, the fact that Kedusha spreads, is a pasuk, is a gzeres hakosov that was said only by Hekdesh. So he asked Tosfos, v'gam isha lo ksiv kuroi. It doesn't say by Kedushin the principle of Nifshita. So how in the world can the Gemara extrapolate Nifshita Kedusha, which is exerced at Kosov by Hekdesh, to a case of Kedushin? So what's the Gemara's kasha? Halo domal adodi. The two are not similar to one another. So says Tosfos v'nira, shalakach dik rashi upiresh. Damu kudeshesh b'loshen Hekdesh ka'amala. Uchda'amu b'resh pirkin das lakulyamu ke'hekdesh. So Tosfos references Rashi here. Rashi on the spot says, when the Gemara asks the question, let's say that the Kedusha should spread for Kedushin, Rashi references the Gemara in Kedushin Dav Beis, as it says, Asla Kulyam Gehektish. Why is Rashi telling you on Dav Zayim what we learned Dav Beis? Why is that relevant? So Tosfos says it's relevant because the only way to understand even the Kashit Gemara, the only way to dream to understand, how are you talking, how could it be that Kedusha spreads by Kedushin? Isn't that a hektish tikkadin? So Rashi is quick to reference the Gemara in Dav Beis and say, that the only reason why the Gemara even dreamt that the Kedusha should spread, and it really would have spread, if not for the tangential reasons why it doesn't, that's prefaced on the assumption that Kedusha is like hektish. So we already now have a second example where we're taking the Kedushin Hekdesh model very, very seriously. The fact that we're equating Kedushin with Hekdesh is not just semantics, not just for a drasha. There are real halachas that are emanating from this. So one halacha is that spreading of Kedusha only makes sense because of this model. And Chiddush number two is that the whole sugya of Yadayim by Kedushin is based on the fact that there's a din of Hekdesh by Kedushin. But now is where Tosfos begins to veer off, for our purposes, a little bit veering off course. So therefore, Tosfos says, because the person used the Lashon of Kedushin, two lines from the bottom of the Tais, the fifth of Rabbi, Lefikach yesh lios dinak hektish. Therefore, we can accept the possibility of Kedushin being like Hektish. But now Tosfos says, Aval, im haya oime me'ureses, ochad mehano lishte deliel, al zel lo haya makshiv nish the Kedushin bekula perizah. What if the person would have been Mekadish and Isha by saying, Haret me'uresesli, Haret ishti, or some other kind of a Lashon, and he left out the word Mekudeshes. So Tosfos says, if he left out the word Mekudeshes, then there's no din of Hekdesh, and there's no din of Hekdesh, so then all the Hekdesh Tikka Lachas won't kick in, and the Gemara never would have even dreamt of applying Nifshe to Kedusha Bekula. That's quite a statement that Tosfos just said. Tosfos just told us really two unbelievable Kedushim alav of their Isa. They told us that there's a din of Hekdesh in Kedushin, which is a Kedushin of itself, and then they told us that the Lashon that you choose to use will dictate whether that din is true or not. If and when you use the Lashon of Kedusha and you're going down the route of Hekdesh, so then you're entitled to the Hekdesh, Dikadidim, whatever they are. If you choose not to go down that route, you choose to be Mekadosh and Isha with a Lashon of Ishas, Erisin, etc., then the Dinim of Hekdesh don't apply at a level of the Araisa with all the consequences thereof. So what Tosfos just told us is a tremendous Chiddush. Tosfos just told us that there are two different models of Kedusha on a level of the Araisa, depending on what Lashon you use. If you use a Lashon Kedusha, then you go down the Hekdesh model. If you go use another Lashon, then you go down a different model with Nafkaminas Min HaTorah. What in the world does this mean? This is all semantics. Who cares? We're already up to Dav Hey, Dav Vav, already Maseches Kedushin. We never heard of such a thing. It should make a difference what Lashon you use. If you're Mekadosh and Isha with a Lashon Ishas, with a Lashon Kedushin, with a Lashon Erisin, you name it, she's Mekudeshes. She's an Ishas Dir Isis. She needs a get. Who ever heard of such a thing? Depending on what you said, that's going to alter some of the details of Kedushin.
You can't say that on the same token as a reference to Rashi, which is saying Kedushin Nami Aser Akule Alma, that the Isser is on the fact that you're Hekdesh because you're Aser to everybody, but then say that it's the Lashon of...
That's exactly our problem. That's exactly... L'chora, it's a very, very Mekhush Shikataisa. L'chora...
The both things are actually...
L'chora, what makes Hekdesh, what makes Kedushin Hekdesh, is the Metzias Advarim, that she's Aser, L'Kule Alma. So you're right, there's a tremendous Chiddush in Taisus. Taisus is saying, I'm only willing to say that if you use the Lashon Hekdesh. You're right, you're making the Kash even stronger. That the Metzias of Hekdesh, the Chor, exists either way. So what's Pshat of the Taisus?
Isn't that true about all Hekdesh now? If I said that this cup is Hekdesh, right? It only becomes Hekdesh because I said so.
Right, Nochanami, right.
So that's true of everything. Any kind of Hekdesh, that's true. It's the words that are making Hekdesh.
But the problem, you're right, I agree with you, 100% you're right. But in terms of Kedusha, at the end of the day, what quality, what characteristic of Kedusha is Hekdesh? The Gemara says, because she can't marry somebody else. That's ultimately the Hekdesh. At the end of the day, she can't marry somebody else, whether you're Mekadosh or with a Lashon Ishas, Lashon Erisin. So what's going on? They're very, very strange tesis.
Well, even by Hekdesh, there's a lot of different Lashonos that you could use to be Mekadosh.
That's right. That's right. I'm still, we'll make the Kashra stronger. I'm still not sure why by Kedush was not managed out of Kedush. So it's quoted, Reb Chanan quotes in the name of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was one of the Rebbeim of Reb Chanan. So Shimon Shkop explains that what really Tosfos is driving at is almost something, not much the ABCs of Maseches Kedushin. Maybe we should have given this as the first year this year, instead of the end of May. When a person gets married, there are really two different things that are happening. There are almost two different chaloisim that are happening. Number one, the woman is becoming your wife. There's a relationship that's being created between the man and the woman. Kika Cheshisha, she now becomes his wife, she becomes Ishtoi. And again, there are many nafkaminas ladina. There are nafkaminas in Nisav Heter. Now they're permitted to one another. There are nafkaminas in Dina Mominis. There are nafkaminas in other areas of Nisav Heter. There are a lot of din that emanate from the fact that she is his wife. There's a second aspect of Kedushin, is that not only is she his wife, but she cannot be with anybody else. There's an Isser, a Kuliyama. We'll say it under our breath, Gehektish. There's an Isser, a Kuliyama. So there are really two different parts of marriage. There's the relationship that's forged between the husband and the wife, and then there's the the illegitimacy of a relationship that can no longer be formed between this woman and somebody else. So one can raise a fundamental chakira, says Reb Shimon, which is causing which? Which is the germ of which? Or maybe neither is the germ, maybe they both happen simultaneously. So comes Reb Shimon and says that there are really two different ways of understanding what's happening. Either one can understand that first and foremost, the relationship in ish l'ishto is forged. And once she becomes your wife, so the consequences of somebody being married, of a married woman, is that she can no longer be with anybody else. But it starts out, marriage begins with kikeh cheshisha. Marriage begins with a positive setting. You start off by getting married, and mamela, once you're married, once the two of you have a relationship, mamela, she can't develop a relationship with somebody else. That's one way of understanding marriage. Or maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe things work mamash in the opposite way. That maybe what really starts is osla kuliyam kehektish. That first, things first. First she becomes off limits to everybody else. Once she becomes off limits to everybody else, mamela, she becomes your wife. What in the world does that mean? A very, very strange concept.
So that's how it started, because first it was their first, where the man would be Kaddish, there was this, we get this baby, Nisuan, and then Erison, and then Nisuan. So first she's usa to everybody. She's not even mutter to him.
Right.
And okay. Then, the whole basis, the way, during Manu Chazal, was based on the usa to everybody else, and then mutter to him.
Right. So that is true. Yeah, 100% correct in terms of the chronology of getting married. But I'm not sure that we want to necessarily bring a raya from the Eris and Nisuin model, because it's quite possible that min haTorah, once she's in Arusa, she's ready with Eris to him. Could be that the whole list of Arusa, L'Oros, Bola, L'Oros, Asa, may only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. But again, the model is an interesting model. Here we're coming from. So what is it? It's actually a very strange concept. That first, we focus on the negative. She becomes off to everybody. And Mimela, now she becomes his wife. So I thought, I don't think Rabbi Shimon gives this model, but I thought maybe one could suggest almost like a parallel model in a very, very different area of halacha. There is a din that appears in the third parak of Maseches Gittin. It's nothing to do with Gittin Kedushin. It just happens to appear there for a different context. What's called Makire Kahuna. Makire Kahuna is a din Nuchas Truma. Normally, I'm a Yisrael. I have my Pradus, I want to give it to a Kohen. So I want to perform my mitzvah of a Afreshes Truma and a Seidel Kohen. So I mafresh the Truma, and I have to pick up the barrel of Truma and bring it to the Kohen to fulfill the mitzvah of a Seidel Kohen. I can't just sit back and say, all right, I mafresh the Truma, and now it belongs to the Kohen. I have to give it to the Kohen. I have to physically give it to him, do a Maisa in a Seidel Kohen. The Gemara says, what if I have a situation where I've for the last 50 years, I've been giving to the same guy. Mr. Cohen's been coming and knocking on my door for the last 50 years. I always give him all my truma. We have a relationship. It's called Makire Kahuna. The Gemara says that once I have such a relationship in place, once I separate the truma, I don't even have to give it to him. I don't even have to hand it to him. It's his automatically. He's zoicha, ready on the truma. And in the moment, it already belongs to him. Once it's separated as truma, it already becomes his. You don't need a physical nesina. Hi. Where did that come from? So Rashi on the spot explains that it's based on the following, that all the other Kohanim around know that I'm giving it to Mr. Kohen. No other Kohen expects to get this Truma. All the other Kohanim are Mesiyash. They already gave up any hope of receiving this Truma. Once all the other Kohanim give up hope, Memela, I don't have to do a Maisa Nesina on this Truma. So, and how does that explain exactly? So I agree with all the facts of Rashi, that it's true all the other Kohanim aren't expecting it. And it's true this Kohen's going to get it, but Takas didn't get it yet. So what's Pshat? So there is a beer that's given by the Pre-Yitzchak. The Pre-Yitzchak was Itzla Petterberg. He was the Talmud Muvok of Yisrael Salanta. So the Pre-Yitzchak suggests what's going on in the Rashi, what's going on in the Sugya is as follows. That the starting point of Truma is that it belongs really to all the Kohanim. Once you separate Truma, it's called Mamon HaShevet. It really is open for anybody. Any kind in the world is really already a Bailim in it. Elohim. The Torah says that the Yisrael, the Bailim, have a right to determine. They have what's called Tovus HaNoah. They can choose which Kohen to give it to. So Kozban, there are 100 Kohanim out there who are potentially eligible for the Truma. So the Truma doesn't become the Mammon of any particular Kohen until the Bailim actually do a Maisa Nesina. The Mammon should be Machneh, do a Maisa Nesina to the Kohen. But the starting point was that it really belongs to all the Kohanim. Says the Pizza, what would the din be if there's one Kohen left in the entire world? There's no other Kohen around. And I'm Mafresh Truma. So do I have to do a Maisa Nesina? What do I have to do a Maisa Nesina for? It belongs to him anyway. It belongs to the Kohen from the moment of the Hafrasha. The only reason why I need a Maisa Nesina is to single out which of the 100 potential Kohanim are going to be the ones to get it. So comes the Pre-Yitzchak and says, that's what Makir Akuna is. Makir Akuna means that there are no other Kohanim in the world. Not that they're Khalil, that we killed all the other Kohanim, but all the other Kohanim were misalik themselves. All the other Kohanim said, vis-a-vis this true, I'm not a Kohen. I have no shaks, I have no connection, I have no tainas against this, I have no tfiyas on this truma, because I know I'm not getting it anyway. So once the other Kohanim are misalik themselves from this truma, the Gloy Milsa, that vis-a-vis this truma, is really only one Kohen around. There's only one Kohen around, and mainly he's Zoychon, he doesn't even require a Maisa Nesina, doesn't require a kid. It's a famous beer for the Pre-Yitzchak. So if one borrows that model, maybe one could plug that almost in again, it's Alderech HaMashal, into Ishus as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Adam and Chava. By definition, if an Adam and Chava, the only man and woman in the world, they're married to one another. That is, the Baruch Hashem created that man and woman is one entity, one unit. The starting point, the baseline is that the couple are married to one another. That you don't need marriage. You only need marriage. What do you need a Maisa Kedushin? What do you have to go around looking on? If there would only be one man and one woman in the world, there would be no Shidduch crisis. It's understood. They're married before starting. The only reason why we have to go look around to find a wife, the only reason why we have to be Mekadesh a woman, the only reason why we have to separate and designate, this is going to be my wife, is because there are thousands of options. So if there are thousands of options out there, so Mamela, I have to be Yachid, this woman in order to be my wife. But what would the world look like in theory? Back to Kisamecha Yitzircha Gan Eden Mikedem. You know, there was such a simcha Gan Eden Mikedem. There wasn't a shaila. Sometimes the person goes to the chuppah. Sometimes they're still not 100% sure. There was no suffix. What was Adam thinking? He's going to, he has a resume. He has a list. There's no other list. There's nobody else around. What's Chava thinking? She's going to get somebody better. There is no somebody else better. So Kisamecha Yitzircha Gan Eden Mikedem. So that's what you want every marriage to look like. We give a brach in every chas, every kala. You should go to the chuppah thinking there's nobody else in the world that's matim for you. So that's all nice in the realm of the Drush for Sherev Brachas. In Halacha, that's exactly what happens. Once a woman is Makabal's Kedushin, so what that means is, Osla Kliyam Gehekdesh. There is no other man in the world that she is eligible to marry. There's only one choice. So once she can't marry anybody else, Mamela, she becomes his wife. So the Kedushin, the marriage, the relationship of Yichud ben Ish Lishto begins through the negative. First, he bumps everybody else off, to be Makadishar. Once everybody else is bumped off, Mamela, they're left on a desert island called the world, and Mamela, she becomes his wife. That's how Kedushin works. So it's almost similar. Again, I don't think Rav Shimon gave the marshal of the truma, but it struck me as a similar type of a marshal. So now, says Rav Shimon,
it would be problematic to the Rambam, because the way he describes that Kedushin started with, that a man would find a woman and bring home, That was Kodim HaTorah.
Kodim HaTorah, there was no Kedushin. It was just a B.A.B.A. He's describing an act of Znus. He's describing two people just decide to be Mazana together. That's what the Rambam is describing, pre-Matan Torah. Post-Matan Torah, this is the Chiddush HaTorah. So we have two different models of Kedushin. So in theory, you could end up in the same spot in two different ways. The goal is, when the wedding's over, so the goal the next morning is to come to the realization that two things happened. Number one, we have forged a relationship of marriage. And number two, she can't be with anybody else. Those are the end goals. The question is, how do you get there? So there are two different models. There are two different ways. So like you press on your ways. There are two different routes. You can get to the same destination in multiple ways. So comes Rav Shimon and says that you can either get to that final destination of a Yichud Labayla with an Issa L'Kuliyama by going down the route of Yichud Labayla first. First, you're Miyachira for you. And then, after she's Miyuchedes to you, Mimela does an Issa Akuliyama. Or the other way around. First, you create an Issa Akuliyama. And once there's an Issa Akuliyama, Mimela, she becomes Miyuchedes to you. So we usually think that there's two different models. And which is the right one? Which one works? Maybe both work? I don't know. Says Reb Shimon, no. It depends which Lashon Kedushin you use. The reason why we find multiple Lashonos of Kedushin is not because Yastam giving you different options for the creative person who wants to be Mekadesh different than his friend did. No. They're different Lashonos because each Lashon conjures up a different image. If you use a Lashon of Kedushin, the Lashon that we use today, the Lashon of Kedushin is a Lashon Isser, is a Lashon Prohibition, is a Lashon Hekdesh. And it starts off with Isurim. Once we start off with Isurim, then we end up with Heterim. If you choose to use the less popular Lashon today, a Lashon of Harayat Shali, Harayat Ishti, Harayat Miuchadisli, Harayat Ururesli, those are not Lashonos of Isser. Any Lashonos which focus on the Lashon of Yichud Labayla, those go down the other route. Says Rav Shimon, Either route is acceptable. The Torah accepts there are two different models of marriage. There are two different ways to get to the same point. But if you go down the route of Isser first, then you're going down the Hektish model. And close by, you're invoking the Hektish model, then all the dinim of Hektish kick in. And what are some of the dinim of Hektish? One of the dinim of Hektish is that Kedusha could spread. It doesn't work if you're not going down the Hektish model. What's another nafkamina? Yadayim are on the table. You could use yadas. You could use extension of lashaynis because those are Hektish dikadidim. If you choose to go down that route. If you go down the other route, the route of Hetta first and Issa later, then all the dinim of Hektish don't apply to you. So that's a chiddush gadol. The Taz is saying, Mamash, I love of their eyes. The Taz is saying in Kedushin of Zion. However, notwithstanding what Taz is saying on the Zion, Tosas and Maseches Nedarim didn't seem to say that. Why is that? Because you go back to the third of the Maimakomis, when Tosas asked the Kasha, how can we discuss Yadayim when it comes to Kedushin? It's not Hektesh. So the last line Tosas said in the third Maimakom, V'yeshleimer, the Kedushin Nami came to Aslo Kliyamaka Hektesh, since you're becoming a Surah Kliyama, therefore the Kach Besafka, the Shem Yeshal, the Kedushin Kabo Hektesh. If Tosas would be consistent what they wrote in Maseches Kedushin, then the sugya of Yadayim would only apply if you said a Lashon of Kedushin. We couldn't even begin to discuss Yadayim by any other Lashon. That's a big problem. Because in Kedushin Daf Hei, the Gemara discusses Yadayim by Harem Mekudeshes, by Harem Meureses, by other Lashonis. The Gemara mixes, the Gemara says, maybe there is Yadayim, even though we're not using a Lashon of Hektish. So you see from Tosfos and Nedarim that Kedushin objectively is Hektish. You see from Tosfos and Nedarim like Azriel, like Stephen, like you guys were all saying that, what do you mean that depends on the Lashon? What kind of game does that depends on the Lashon? Tosfos and Nedarim was saying Kedushin by definition objectively is Hektish, and it doesn't matter which Lashon you used, you're always subject to the Dinim of Hektish. So the fact that Tosfos and Nedarim was willing to treat Kedushin as Hektish under all circumstances, regardless of what Lashon you used, that is in contrast to Tosfos in Kedushin, because Tosfos in Kedushin was only willing to describe Kedushin as Hektish if you used the Lashon Hektish. So now we have a major machlokes, two opinions in Tosfos within this Chiddush. Tosfos made up this whole Chiddush from scratch. They made up this whole idea that Asla Kuliyamik Hektish means there are Dinim Hektish. And we saw two consequences. Nafkaminas for Yadayim. Nafkaminas for Pshitas HaKedusha, spreading of Kedusha. So Tosfos said, this idea that Kedusha is like Hektish, this is what's responsible for these two Hektish halachas. But now Tosfos, up till now they were the same. Now Tosfos parts ways. Tosfos in Kedusha says, Bamed Devarim Amurim, that Kedusha is like Hektish, if you use the Lashon Hektish. And we beefed that up a little bit with Rav Shimon's beer, two roads to Kedusha. So Tosfos in Kedushin limited their Chiddush to only when you personally use the Lashon Kedushin. Tosfos in Nedarim doesn't seem to go down that route. Tosfos in Nedarim seems to say, no, Kedushin is objectively Hektish, doesn't matter what Lashon you use, you can get to the same conclusion. But I call upon him, what prompted Tosfos to get into this whole discussion about equating, whatever the parameters of this equation are, was based in Agamar. Because the Gemara is discussing Yesh Yad LeKedushin, and we know that Yadayim is only a Hektish Tikadin, so how can you dare apply to Kedushin? It must be the Kedushin Shabbai. But notwithstanding the two opinions in Tosfos, there could be other Rishonim who say no, that the entire premise of Tosfos is not correct, that maybe we can pull off the impossible. Maybe we can apply Yadayim to Kedushin, not because there's any Hektish din. Maybe there is no din of Hektish. Who said there's a din of Hektish by Kedushin? The whole thing is not. Asla Kulam Hektish is a drush of a Shevi Brachas. It has nothing to do with Halacha. There's no real din of Hektish in Maseches Kedushin. Kedushin is in Seder Noshim, not in Seder Kochim. And therefore, there must be some other reason why Yad may potentially work. So, next week, we have to go back to the other Rishon, back to the Ran, the Maseches Nedarim, where he offers an entirely different presentation of the Sugya, how Yadayim snuck into Kedushin, not emphasizing Hektish. But if you emphasize Hektish like Tosfos, then you have a further breakdown, the Tosfos Nedarim, Tosfos Kedushin, what the parameters of that comparison of Hektish to Kedushin is all about. Okay.